We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and run outside, with the proper social distancing, of course, has been a great outlet. So if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility, and their proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business, because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at Allbirds.com today.
Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show, appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Cheryl Swoop's going to join us there in just a minute. Perhaps the greatest basketball player we've ever had on this show. I'm not joking.
LeBron's been on the show.
Yeah, and?
I wouldn't say many. I think Shaq. I wouldn't say many.
Shaq, Wade.
I think she might say LeBron. We'll find out in a second. She's too humble, though.
I think she might say Cheryl Swoop. She should. Here's your SportsCenter update. Major League Baseball plans to hold a 60-game season that will begin around July 24th, but first needs players to sign off on a health and safety protocol and a pledge to arrive at home stadiums by July 1st to prepare for the season. I think that protocol thing they have to read is like 67 pages. How many players are getting through that? Jeez. Trailblazers forward Trevor Ariza is opting out of participating in the NBA's Orlando restart of the season, committing instead to a one-month visitation window with his young son. And finally, Oscar-winning actor Jamie Foxx has confirmed that he will play Mike Tyson in an upcoming biopic about the life of the American former heavyweight boxer and has now shown a picture of his new physique. By the way, you seen Tyson lately? He is looking like the old Iron Mike.
Looking very fast, very menacing.
He's coming back. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary, and also curbside pickup on any order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune into SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So her nonprofit is Back to Our Roots, BTOR22.com. It empowers African-American kids by educating them on their ancestral heritage. If you want more information, again, Back to Our Roots is the name of the organization. BTOR22.com is how you find more information. Cheryl Swoop's with us now on ESPN Radio. Thank you for being on with us. Are you indeed the best basketball player to ever appear on this radio show? You now have to settle the argument for us, because I think your humility isn't going to let you do that.
Oh, my gosh.
But you are LeBron. Who's the And yes, you go between LeBron and Shaq at the very least.
I mean, three-time MVP, won a gold medal, won titles. Yes. I mean,
let's
Cheryl,
go. Let's go, Cheryl. Where you go on the list?
Oh my gosh, thank you guys for having me. I'm not sure I've ever kind of been stuck in the middle like that. To have to settle this debate. You know, and I'm not going to go female or male, right? I'm just going with basketball player.
Correct.
Yep.
Of course I'm the best basketball player you guys have ever had on this show.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about, Swoop.
That is the least humble moment of Cheryl Swoop's career that just happened right there. You have spent the last month here, I imagine, like many of us, a little heartbroken, a little scared, and hopeful somewhere, attending rallies in the Houston area. What's the last month been like for you in terms of your emotional spirit and the drain?
Man, it's definitely been emotional. There's not a day that doesn't go by, even like right now, that I don't wake up and say, sorry, because I'm emotional right now just thinking about it and talking about it, and just say, you know, God, what's going to happen today? I can't remember for myself personally ever being so scared to leave my house just to go to the grocery store. And the past month, I am really scared to get in my car and just leave my house, to be perfectly honest with you. It's been, as crazy as it sounds, it's been empowering to see so many people of many different races come together and rally and support and marches and protest. And, you know, I think what's different about this one for me is, and I think other people have spoken about it, is you have younger people, younger generations that say, this is not who we are. This is not who the country is. And, you know, you have blacks and whites and Asians and Hispanics, everybody coming together in the streets saying, we want better. We want changes. We need changes. And that's the one thing that gives me hope. But also as a mom of a 23-year-old and 21-year-old African-American men, it's terrifying. It's terrifying to wake up in this country right now not knowing if your kids or yourself or my husband are going to come home safe.
Do you recognize your country, Cheryl?
No. No, I really don't. And here's the crazy thing is racism has been there. And I don't care how many people want to say, oh, my goodness, racism doesn't exist. I can't believe this is going on in our country. It's always been there. I think that the difference is it's all being filmed now. And it's all being brought to the forefront. And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not sure if this pandemic wouldn't have happened that we would be addressing it and talking about it as much as we are. But with the pandemic, we've just been forced to kind of sit home and watch the news and watch television, and everything is amplified right now. I truly do not recognize this country that we call the great United States of America. It's not so great anymore.
When you go to these Houston rallies and protests, are you afraid of even peacefully protesting?
There are a couple things I'm afraid of, to be honest with you. One, the pandemic is still here. So when you're out there and you see tons of people, you know, not wearing masks, not wearing gloves, so in such close contact, that scares me. But then you have people, you have groups of people, I believe, who are using this Black Lives Matter movement or, you know, all these different protests to kind of infiltrate and find their way, a way to get in and to do bad things. That has absolutely happened. I will tell you when I went to a couple here in Houston, I went with my son and some of his friends that he plays basketball with. We went out, we were there for a couple hours, and the later it got, you know, I said, it's time for us to go, because you could just feel the atmosphere, the environment was changing. There were completely different groups of people, and honestly, and they weren't black people. And that's what everybody thinks when you see it and you're talking about it, and especially that man in the White House, I think they all think it's the black people that are doing all this looting and killings and things like that. It's not all black people that's doing that. There is a part of me that says, what's going to happen at this rally this time? And thankfully for me, the ones that I have gone to, they've been very peaceful.
Cheryl Swoops with us here on ESPN Radio. What kind of conversations, how have the conversations gone with your son?
You know, I never thought that I would have to sit here and have a conversation with him and say, son, if a police pulls you over, and nowadays they don't even have to have a reason, but if a police pulls you over, I don't even know what to tell him, because if you don't resist, you can still end up being killed. And obviously, if you resist, you end up being killed. So my conversations with him, honestly, are what questions do you have for me? What terrifies you? Let's talk about it. Every single day, we're having a new conversation about something different that's happened And even if it doesn't end up in a young black man being killed, it's so confrontational. Like, as a young black man in this country, you can't jog. And I live out in the country. Like, I am deep in the country where, honestly, there's not many black people where I live, if any. So my son goes jogging and running, and that scares me. There are times when I actually get in my car and I follow him so he can jog. And I shouldn't have to live my life like that. He shouldn't have to live his life like that. So it's just a conversation about, you know, you be as respectful as possible, which he does anyway, but I don't even think that matters anymore. And lots of times, if you are respectful and peaceful, it's like they'll say things or do things because they want to try and incite you to do something, to say something. I don't know. Like, I don't have the answer. Sorry that I don't have that answer for you. It's a scary time to be in this country.
I'm wondering what is happening inside of Cheryl Swoops. You said your son is 23 years old. What is happening inside of Cheryl Swoops when she decides, I'm going to get into the car and just be behind him while he jogs? Like, what is happening there that makes you go to those lengths?
You know, and I'm actually praying when I do it. And I'll tell you why, because he did tell me he went jogging one day, just jogging around our neighborhood. And a sheriff actually pulled up to him and said, you must be an athlete because there's not many of you out here. And my son said to him, yes, sir, I am. And my son continued to jog, and he continued to follow him. And he asked him, he said, well, exactly where do you live? My son gave him the address. And at that moment, when my son gave him the address, he turned and he started coming back home. And thankfully, I just happened to be outside working in my yard. And I saw my son coming, and I see the sheriff pull in behind him. But as my son came through the gate, the sheriff turned around and he left. So I had a conversation with my son and asked him what that was about. And my son told me, he said he wasn't mean or anything. He said, but I came back because I started feeling uncomfortable. And this was after, rest his soul, Mr. Ahmaud Arbery was killed. And so now that when I wake up and my son's like, okay, Mom, I want to go jogging, I plan my day around just getting in my car and following my son for, you know, 10, 15 minutes while he's trying to jog. So what's going through my mind is, God, what have we come to? Where are we in this country that a young African-American man can't jog? Like, as crazy as that sounds, it's so real. That has become our reality.
Back to Our Roots is her nonprofit organization. If you want to educate yourself on the ancestral heritage and of African Americans, and you want your kids to learn something, btor22.com. Cheryl, thank you for being on with us, and thank you for being so honest.
I appreciate you guys for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl. Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and runs outside, with the proper social distancing precautions, of course, has been a great outlet. So, If that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility. And the proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business. Because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at Allbirds.com today.
SPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Small business protection just got easier with more than 30 coverage options available. Progressive has you covered. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Stugatz had the reaction I'm guessing that many of you have had in the last month, if you've chosen to listen, where he goes, "My daughter goes jogging every day. I've never had to have that thought that Cheryl Swoops is driving behind her 23-year-old son, not a teenager. She's driving, praying behind her 23-year-old son." Stugatz has never had to even consider it.
Nope, never even for a second. Both my daughters jog fairly regularly. I myself go jogging. It's just things that, you know, growing up, even for myself as a kid, things that my parents never had to think of. And now me as a parent, I just don't have to think about it. And that doesn't seem right. It's something as simple as going out for a jog. It's something that no one should have to think about. Go for a jog.
The thing that Billy is thinking about in these troubling times is some of his cruddy television. So I don't know what this show is that he's been wanting to talk about on Netflix for a long time. Is it any good? What is the name of this show, Billy? You can't, you've been very excited about a show that involves lava.
Oh, see, I was confused because you said cruddy television. So I thought you were talking about something else. Flora's Lava, Dan Lebatard, is the number one show on Netflix right now. Check the rankings. The show is, might I say, dope. It's basically like an obstacle course, like a Ninja Warrior type thing, except there's an added danger. You know why, Dan? Because when you fall, you don't fall on pads, you don't fall in water, you fall in lava. That's right. And I know what you're thinking. How did they get lava into a
studio? That would seem to be a liability issue. Yeah.
High stakes, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, so wait a minute. I take back my cruddy if you're telling me that there's a death-defying obstacle course that if people fail on it, they fall into lava, mm-hmm. I'm sorry and I take back my cruddy.
That's right. And up to 9 people can fall into lava every episode because there's 3 teams of 3, Dan. So you're watching and you're like, man, I hope I don't see someone fall into lava. But, you know, every episode someone falls into lava. And then I don't know how they do it, but at the end they kind of recap how their team did. And the people are back, which seems weird because they, again, have fallen into lava.
Right. Well, explain that to me. Explain. There seems to be, because I thought this was a game to the death.
I mean, what happens when you fall into lava?
Terrible, terrible burn marks. What happens when you fall into lava?
It's been unexplained at this point in the show, but I haven't gone through the whole series yet. It's 9 or 10 episodes long. I'm a couple episodes in, but you fall into lava, right? And at the end, they give the winning team $10,000 and they give them a lava lamp. Get it? Cause floor is lava lamp, right? And then they interview the winning team, but the person who's fallen into lava then reappears and they're like, oh, you know, I tried my hardest, blah, 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 right? But when they fall in, the whole team is very dramatic. Like, no, we lost our sister Susie. No, she's lost. She's in lava. And it's like, guys, I know that you lost Susie, but we're trying to win $10,000 here. We got to keep our eye on the prize and keep moving, trying to get through this flake.
Hold
this
on a second. It can't actually be lava. Is it just
lava?
Is it a gelatinous substance meant to replicate lava by looking hot? Like, it's clearly not lava.
I think it's lava. I mean, they said the floor is lava. The people, when they get splashed by it, say, ooh, that's really hot. Ooh, that burned me. So, I mean, I doubt that it's not lava, right? How wouldn't it be lava? They say it's lava.
But if you fall into lava, a floor full of lava, you would die.
I would assume, so, yes. Right? Cody, do you have any thoughts on this? I see you shouting, pantomiming into your iPhone. Do you have any thoughts on this?
I think lava would be a slow death. I mean, it's lava is like 900 degrees, isn't it?
No.
I mean, lava is is incinerating. You can't survive it.
And you know all about slow deaths.
I do. Thank you.
I'm assuming this is safety lava, if I were to guess. I'm not sure, but it's like similar. Think about bumper bowling, how you have bumpers up when you're bowling. You're like, bumper bowling, I'm bowling, but with bumpers. I would think it's a similar thing. It's safety lava. It's like a safer version of lava that they're falling into.
Have you guys ever played the game at your house where you pretend the floor is lava? You guys got to jump from your couch to a chair to the counter. I play with my 2-year-old all the time. It's really fun.
That's what this is. That's exactly what this is. They have different rooms. They have a kitchen. They have a bedroom. They have like a living room, a planetarium. That's exactly what this is. Have you not seen the show Floor is Lava?
It's great. Billy, thank you during these troubling times for educating yourself about all the important things with what it is you're consuming on television.
That is Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030. Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your Sports Center update. Major League Baseball plans to hold a 60-game season that will begin around July 24th, but first needs players to sign off on a health and safety protocol and to pledge to arrive at home stadiums by July 1st to prepare for the season. Trailblazers forward Trevor Ariza is opting out of participating in the NBA's Orlando restart of the season, committing instead to a one-month visitation window with his young son. And finally, the Queen of England has someone break her shoes in before she wears them. A member of her staff with the same size feet will walk up and down palace hallways until they are suitably comfortable for her.
Great. We should all have that.
I mean, really? Those first couple of days in brand new shoes are, what am I talking
about? You do have that, Dan.
Thank you for doing it for me, Mike.
Height of privilege right there. If you are like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know. Your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary. Advance your auto only at Advance Auto Parts. And participating CarQuest locations, see stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
I wanted to be a man of the people. You revealed my secret there to all. So thank you for all the years of breaking my shoes in so that I wouldn't have to break them in. Cody reports that lava is 2,140 degrees Fahrenheit. That was about the temperature 70 miles from the Arctic Circle yesterday, 2,140 degrees Fahrenheit. We also had a joke to end the last segment. It was in the chat. We stumbled around at the end not being able to find the joke, but the joke was in the chat. Greg Cody, we couldn't see him. We couldn't hear him, but he fired off with his fingers. I've also never had the concern that Cheryl Swoops has had about having to follow the child while he is jogging, because Christopher has never jogged. So just an easy fat joke that he was super proud of.
About his son.
About his son, yes. A son that recently celebrated a birthday, and his father gave him a pineapple that was $3.99, and it was wrapped, and it represents what I believe to be the worst birthday gift ever given.
He's trying to get his son in shape, I mean.
Thank you. In the local hour, Dan, we got an update on that pineapple because Greg was talking about Chris and his backyard and how things are coming along. And I asked, hey, did you ever plant that pineapple? And Chris said, no, I ate it.
Yeah, that's the thing, though, that his father bought him pineapple because Chris wanted to have a pineapple tree instead of giving him a pineapple. And now it can never become a tree because Chris ate it. And so the birthday gift ends up being $3.99 from the father to the son. And given that Greg Cody is slowly dying and Stu Gatz enjoys making jokes at his expense, you never know if that's the last gift you will ever buy your son, Greg Cody. So he'll always have that.
In fairness to Greg, we're all slowly dying.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. That put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. In fairness to Greg, aren't we all slowly dying? I wanted to talk about this because you guys are super hard on us and you jump to conclusions. The latest thing you're mad about is that we aren't on television for simulcast lately, even though, like, there's a pandemic, man. We can't even get Greg Cody on right. We can't put a bunch of camera people in here. We're lucky that they allow three of us in here in the studio and that everyone else can work from home.
Me and Dan are in the studio and we are 6 feet apart. There are days Mike Ryan is in a separate room where I am never in the same room as Mike Ryan. I mean, it's difficult. It's tricky figuring this out.
Okay. And so those of you who are complaining about not being able to see us on television, that's the reason, just so that you know, and not that you're going to stop your complaining, but other complaints that I have received.
I understand. We also have robotic cameras, but we're produced out of Washington, D.C., and they have more aggressive measures in place, so it's going to be a minute.
So another thing, though, that you're presuming, right, because Bill Simmons got into it yesterday in that he did an interview with the New York Times, and it was tone deaf, and many of you think that because he's my friend, he's our friend, that we wouldn't be critical of him, as if you don't know us at all, as if you don't know that we can tell our friends when we think that they're wrong. So Bill Simmons signed a deal at Spotify that he must feel very good about because he was able to do something very few people are able to do leaving ESPN, which is to be bigger and badder than ever. And with that power, you might say today comes some responsibility. And I would understand how it is that he would be prickly about others telling him how to hire and who to hire. But this is the way some of this stuff ends up happening. And you will notice that it's not a coincidence that the Joe Rogans, the Bill Simmons, the Barstool types, they have a certain set of life experiences that might be different than the life experiences around here. Our show is almost all minorities. And the reason for that is because that's where we grew up. That's what our life experiences are. But when I've been telling you for damn near a decade now that Boston is poison and you people yell at me all the time, you don't understand how it is that growing up in that environment, what I believe to be the most racist city in America, how growing up in that environment affects life experiences. And so you hire people who are like you. You hire people you like. And the thing about the interview that was tone deaf is that he says it's not an open mic night when questioned on diversity, but he's given his daughter a podcast and he talks to his friends. And that's all we're doing around here. That's all we're doing around here is we're talking to our friends. So we're doing the same thing. It just happens to be that Miami is a place, like, there's a reason, Stu Gatz. The reason Amin gets on red-eye flights to come out here is because there are so few platforms like this one where minorities can come and just be themselves and not worry about it. Why do you think all these people end up here? It's not because we're actively out there soliciting them, although Mike Ryan has done some of that. They want to be around something that feels a little bit different than what it is that they're used to. So I don't blame Bill Simmons for making a big hire in Ryan Russillo, but that's not diverse. And I want Russillo to work, and I want Bill Simmons to work, and I want everyone to have fun on the platform. But that's how it happens. And so you guys want me to come after Simmons or criticize him, and I'm telling you that you got to be diverse with your hiring practices. But I'm telling you, at a microphone where our power structure in this company hasn't been all that diverse either. And it's gotten better recently, but the power is in the hands of the same people. Why? Because if you're in Bristol all the time, what do you think's going to be around Bristol all the time? People who look like Bristol. And that's what's going to happen. And we've had this outpost out here where we're in a different place. And the minorities fly here
right.
to be near this because it feels a little bit different energetically from a different perspective. Doesn't make it the right perspective. Just they notice that the platform feels a different way than the platform that you come up through this entire system. When you got Sports Illustrated with no black writers, when you've got Jemele Hill becomes the first, you know, black female columnist in America, the entire media structure, the decisions are being made by white people and white people who think sometimes that they hit a home run because they were born on third base. And so what that interview had in it was a tone deafness. And maybe Bill Simmons will take this as a learning moment. No matter how much power you have, no matter how much money you have, you got to listen to people right now.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why we created Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges like overtipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, then sends an alert to your phone and helps if you need to fix them. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
SBN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Clean nose, excuse me, healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Go to Navage.com. That's NAVAGE.com. You'll love that clean nose feeling.
So I had not heard the Novak Djokovic, joke. I had not heard it, but things happen so fast that if you get to a joke late, people tell you now that they heard it 12 hours or 12 months earlier. And so because Novak Djokovic is publicly anti-vaccine, and because he has now tested positive for the coronavirus as a science denier, I feel like this is the only place, that and James Dolan, where people allow themselves to laugh at the COVID stuff. Cody, you delighted in the news that Novak Djokovic tested positive? I don't know whether the answer to that is yes or no, but a lot of people are spending time laughing at him because this has happened a few times, right? If someone is strident about not wearing a mask, if someone is strident about, I don't believe that this is damaging in any way, and then next thing you know, they're getting sick and their selfishness doesn't protect them from that sickness, a lot of people are going to end up laughing. So you received this news how, Cody?
Yeah, I wasn't laughing at it, but it's a comeuppance, right? I mean, if anybody's going to get the virus, it should be the people who aren't taking it seriously or who are anti-vaccine, anti-science. I mean, and not only did Djokovic expose himself to this, but he had tournaments. He put on exhibition tournaments where there was no social distancing, no masks. I mean, if you're going to have a cavalier attitude about something that's killed 120,000 people in the U.S. alone, then maybe there's a result to that. You know, maybe there's something going to happen to you that that you don't want to happen.
Yeah, full tennis arenas with no proof of testing for those people, multiple tennis players testing positive. There were tournaments set in Serbia and Croatia, and he made it publicly known that if it were required that a tennis player get the vaccine when and if a vaccine were presented, that he would not take it. So, and there's all sorts of incriminating videos of him out enjoying his time, not adhering to social distancing. So let this be a lesson. He and his wife have tested positive. His kids haven't, but now he is implemented in a self-quarantine.
There is something when you thumb your nose at something this serious that, yeah, people, and then it happens to you and the karma that comes with that, there is, people are going to take shots. And I don't know if I even blame them when you thumb your nose and don't take something that is a pandemic worldwide and you're not taking it seriously because you don't think it's going to affect you, and then it does.
Well, look what happened in the National Women's Professional Soccer League in this country. The Orlando Pride, they have very high-profile women's soccer players on their team, and the veterans were adhering to isolation because they were looking forward to this resumption of play tournament in Utah. Someone wants to go to a bar. Next thing you know, six players test positive, and the entire club has to withdraw from the tournament. An entire club from the city that we are sending not one, but two professional sports leagues to resume their seasons.
It is crazy, the undertaking. I do not envy the people trying to get this off of the ground, as I told you. The COVID testing place that I just went by, and I can't imagine. I don't know what's going to happen in Miami, but it feels like we're headed towards shutting down again in Miami because the numbers are absurd. But the line for the COVID testing was so damn long, and I've been driving by it for a month,
right?
And it's been totally empty. There's been nobody there, and now it is miles long. And now sports is coming to Florida. Like sports is trying to come to Florida. And I just don't know what any of this is going to look like.
I don't know. The governor and local politicians keep saying we're not going to move backwards in terms of phase reopening. But Mayor Suarez was seen partying it up at a restaurant called Swan that wasn't adhering to any sort of social distancing measures. And that and two other restaurants in South Florida had to be shut down because of how they act.
Cody, your thoughts here on all of this as you see Florida, you know, open for business here, but the numbers are damning and they're irresponsible, and Florida continues to embarrass us as lifelong residents with the carelessness that started many months ago with spring breakers all over our beaches. And it feels like all of that has now been undone, that we spent months inside for no good reason because the people outside were spreading this thing, and now the testing lines are, you know, are miles long, and everyone's stuck in food lines as well.
Yeah, it's exceptionally disappointing and discouraging to me. And it's
you're listening to Dan, Stu, and Cody on ESPN Radio.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride, from the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway, to the confidence of knowing that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claims service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I have extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.